Llevamos ya años estudiando los vientos en San Vicente.
We've had some years now studying the wind pattern in St. Vincent, even before the commencement of construction. ICA requires 5 years of wind studies, and I want to say from my experience that the wind condition here is not very different than what you would find in other Caribbean countries. And the wind is not always along the predominant direction, it would vary. What really affects the airport is the crosswind component. And from the studies that we've had so far, it doesn't show that crosswind component is one that is very dangerous or worrying. When you study the location of an airport, placement of an airport, first thing that you have to take into consideration are wind studies. And second, you have to study the terrain.
Hace un tiempo incluso le preguntamos a los pilotos privados de aquí de San Vicente.
Some time ago, we had discussions with the airplane operators in St. Vincent.
Que si ellos, si cuando estuvieran eso, si ellos pensaban que sería necesaria una pista cruzada.
And we had asked them if they think it would be necessary for us to construct a crosswind runway. And what they said was that if we were to build a crosswind runway, that would take them into the hills, and it would be better for us to build a runway that is longer, where they can approach and make the necessary corrections. It would be safer for them to land on this one.